a South Dakota public broadcasting program. South Dakota's History of Indigenous Erasure in Education highlights that despite Native Americans being the largest racial minority group in South Dakota, making up 9% of the population, the state's history of forced assimilation, failed legislation efforts, and a lack of teacher confidence have greatly limited the presence of Indigenous culture and values in its education systems. A group of 1,000 Israeli students and academics have sent a letter to ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's, accusing the company of occupying lands belonging to Native American tribes. According to a report in the New York Post, the letter, supported by Shirat Hadin of the Israeli Law Center, accused Ben & Jerry's of operating their Vermont factory on lands belonging to the Abenaki people. According to the Vermont Commission on Native American Affairs, the Abenaki Nation existed on the land of present-day Vermont for 12,900 years. Ernestine Hupa will always remember that Tim Gallego used to say the life of a journalist really is the life of kings. Hupa says she has since learned that this was a quote from American journalist H.L. Mencken. She says the first time she met Tim Gallego was in 1999. Her husband at the time, Robert Chasinghawk from Cheyenne River, had written a column about diabetes, and they had gone into the Lakota Journal office on Omaha Street in Rapid City to deliver it. She knew who Tim Gallego was, as did just about everyone else in Indian Country. She'd been reading his newspapers, the Lakota Times, Indian Country Today, and the Lakota Journal since the early 80s. Gallego passed away on July 24th. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.